Hello, my friends, and welcome back for this week's episode of the Pirkei Avos podcast. I hope you are well. This is Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, and we are about to learn another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. But before we do, I want to suggest that perhaps if you enjoy this podcast, you might also like my podcast in the Parsha of the Week. You can search for it by looking for the Practical Parsha podcast or by looking in the show notes below. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, just would like to say hello, introduce yourself. Don't be scared. Don't worry. I don't bite. I'm very friendly. Feel free to send me an email at Rabbi Shlomo Kohn, KOHN, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. This week's Mishnah is chapter 3, Mishnah Yud. Paragimel, Mishnah Yud. Chapter 3, Mishnah 10. Rabbi Dostoy Bar Yanai Mishum Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Dostoy Bar Yanai says in the name of Rabbi Meir, Kol HaShecheach Dover Echad Mi Mishnasai. Whoever forgets anything of his Torah learning, what does it say about him? The Torah? Ma'ala alav akosav ki l'mischayev ben asho. Scripture considers it as if he bears guilt for his soul. Shenemar, as it says, Rak yishomer l'cho u'shmor nafshecha ma'oid. Pentishkach es advarim ashero einecha. That it says in Dvarim, Deuteronomy, but beware and guard your soul exceedingly, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen. Now the Mishnah continues. Yachol afilu takfa lov mishnasai. Does this apply if he forgot it because it was too difficult for him to retain? The Mishnah is asking, when does this apply? We seem to be harsh. There's somebody who forgets their learning. So the Mishnah is qualifying this ruling and asking, when does it apply? So does this apply even if he forgot his studies because it was too difficult? This is not so. Because it says in Talmud Lomar, it says in the verses in Dvarim, it says, Upen yasuru milvavecha kol yamei chayecha, unless they be removed from your heart all the days of your life. Which implies, as we'll get into a little bit later, that you have to do something to remove it. Thus, one bears no guilt for his soul unless he sits idly and through lack of concentration and review, removes them from his consciousness. So the Mishnah is beginning with a halacha from Rav Dostoy Bar Yanai in the name of Rabbi Meir. And he's telling us that if somebody forgets something from his learning, we use a similar wording that we use in the last Mishnah. It's ki'ilu mischayev b'nafsho. He bears the guilt of his soul. And then the Mishnah qualifies the ruling. But before we begin going through the Mishnah, I want to just talk a little bit about this idea that the Mishnah is really conveying here, the first and the main idea that the Mishnah is talking about to us. You know, we strive that every day we should study, we should learn. We should learn new things. We should broaden our knowledge base to constantly delve into different areas of the Torah. But it's also equally as important, and maybe even more important, that aside from learning new things, we have to try to retain what we have already amassed in our knowledge bank. The Torah that we've studied in the past, we want to make sure we remember it. We don't want to forget it. Now, we're going to get into a little bit later this idea of what it means he bears the guilt of his soul because he forgot. But what I want to talk about right now is this idea of, it's called chazara, review. You know, there's a famous teaching that somebody who plants and doesn't harvest, it's almost, his planting is almost useless, right? That if you plant the seeds and you do all the work. So then you have to come in and you have to harvest it. If you don't harvest it, you'll lose the whole crop. And that's the analogy over here when it comes to review. You know, many times we learn something new, especially if you know, different concepts are new to us in our mind. We're just being introduced to it for the first time. So it's not necessarily going to go fully penetrate into your mind just from hearing it one time. You have to hear it again. I think they say that a person needs to hear something four times before he really comprehends it, or she comprehends it. And this actually matches up, I believe. I just remember hearing in yeshiva that you have to learn something minimum four times. I'm not sure exactly where it comes from, but I remember someone saying, I don't know if this has a source or not, but if you open any Gemara, you'll see that the way that the printer made the Gemara, that Rashi's, the commentary on the Talmud, the lines from the top of the Rashi to the Gemara is four lines always. And someone said, oh, we see from here that you have to review it four times. I don't know if that's a true, I don't know if that's something you could learn out from or not, or just something that somebody made up. But the point is, there is this concept of studying something four times till you get it clear. It's not just four times, it's even 100 times. And the concept is that, number one, is that when we study, we're not going to fully comprehend everything just from one time. And actually, I remember when I was in yeshiva, the rabbeim, my Rosh Yeshiva, the person, the rabbi who was in charge of the yeshiva, he would say that he felt that the guys didn't necessarily understand the idea the first time. You have to repeat it a few different times until someone can fully comprehend it. And a lot of times in yeshiva, when a rabbi gives a very in-depth class, the first time you hear it, you're not really getting all the fine intricacies and the fine details. You have to hear it again and go over what he said in order to fully comprehend. So the first point which the Mishnah is really bringing out is this concept of chazar, this concept of review, where we have to, when we come to learning Torah, it's not just learning it from one time. It's in order to comprehend an idea in its entirety, we need to hear it multiple times. We need to go over something. You know, sometimes you learn something and then you come back to it later and you look at it again and you're like, oh, everything clicks in now. It makes sense. Right? If you would read this mission, I'm sure many of you have had this, maybe you could relate to this feeling. You look at the Mishnah before we start. Pick any Mishnah that we've studied. It has to be a Mishnah that you haven't heard on the Pirkei Avos podcast. And look at it. Look at inside the text. Try to understand it on your own. Fine, I think it's a great idea. It's a great exercise. Look through it, read it, try to understand it. And then listen to the podcast. Listen to the episode for that Mishnah. Try to understand, let's say, what I have to say, or anybody. It doesn't have to be me. Pick anybody who has a podcast on Pirkei Avos. I'm just impartial because I think I know which one's the best one. But the point is that then after you listen to the podcast on the episode, go back to the Mishnah and look at it again. Try this out. Try this exercise out. And you'll see that when you study the Mishnah is a totally new Mishnah to you. Because you looked at it once. You have a basic understanding of it. Then you hear a class on it, which gives you hopefully a deeper understanding. And then you go back to the text. And you see the deeper understanding in the simplicity of the reading. And that's this idea of going over an idea in Torah. Because Torah is unlike other concepts. I mean, there are deep concepts in humanity, in the secular world, but nothing is similar to Torah. You know, there's 1,000 separations more to Torah. But the point is that number one is just understanding something. To really grasp an idea, you have to go over it a few times. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get clarity. That's how we feel that, you know, that good feeling, that connection. That's how we get that connection, by gaining clarity in Torah, by understanding what we're learning, and that's really the next step, is internalizing what we're learning. So step one is letting it come in. Step number two is clarifying it, which leads to step number three, which is internalizing what we learn. That's point number one. Another benefit of this idea called chazara, which we're really stressing in the Mishnah, is going over something, review, is that aside for getting clarity, when we review what we learn, we get an understanding which is on a much deeper level every time we study it. So if somebody studies something, you know, four times, he'll have a better understanding than someone who studied it three times. Or himself, you know, studied it five times, six times. They're all, you know, it's like an onion, to make a little bit of a parable, that the more you, there's constantly more and more layers to peel away and to get to. So the more that we apply ourselves, and the more we go over something, the more clarity we'll get, the more understanding we'll get, the more depth we'll get, and that's all part of the learning experience. Another point which I want to bring out is that Reb Reuven Feinstein explains on this Mishnah is that he wants to understand this Mishnah. You know, actually, I'm going to leave this right now. I'm going to come back to it in a minute. But I want to focus on the second part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if someone forgets, they bear the guilt of their soul or on their soul. What does this mean exactly? So on a simple understanding, it means that a person who doesn't remember what he learns, so then what's going to come out from that? It means that they're going to come out, they're going to make a mistake in a halacha. They're going to remember something incorrectly because they forgot what they learned. It's going to have practical ramifications of how they should act in a certain situation, right? Everything Torah legislates for us, delineates for us how we should act in every situation. And again, granted, there's a lot to learn and a lot to remember, but that's why it's incumbent upon us to do our best to retain and to gain more knowledge at the same time. So if somebody's going to forget what they learn, it's going to come out that a situation where something could be, you know, forbidden is going to be permitted, and something which is permitted could be forbidden. If we have to remember what we learned, just in a practical sense, to know what to do and when to do it. Additionally, I saw it was brought down that it says this wording of kilu mischayev benafsho. It's like he bears the burden of his soul. Because as long as someone, again, is attached to Torah, reviewing the Torah, and keeping it in the forefront of his mind, he's benefits from a certain level of protection. And it seems that if a person forgets what they learn, it only works, this protection, if he remembers what they study, and therefore he becomes more vulnerable to the different dangers and the different, you know, challenges. Or destructive forces, that's what it says in the Rav. He explains it. So therefore, it's incumbent upon us to remember what we learn, to not forget it, so we stay protected, we stay under the shield of the Torah in its biggest capacity. Now, the Mishnah also tells us that qualifies the ruling of Rav Dustoy, who said in the name of Rav Meir, says, I would have thought, even if it's too difficult, that a person is responsible. Because if you think about it for a second, you know, how is it possible that someone should remember everything? It's definitely, it seems challenging. How do you retain everything that you learn? And I feel like one way that we could relate to this is that, you know, if we would really appreciate what we were doing, you know, I'm not saying we don't appreciate what we're doing, but I saw a story brought down. They asked this great tzaddik, the Chidushei Arim, how is it that you don't forget anything you learn? He's like, so he said a sharp answer to this, to the asker. He said, did you ever by mistake feed, you know, when you get up in the morning to eat breakfast, did you ever put the food in your ear because you forgot that it's not your mouth that takes the food, right? No, you never forget about that because you know your life depends on it, right? So he said, if we would understand the importance of Torah, we would recognize it, wouldn't take it for granted. We wouldn't forget anything we learn. If we knew the actions, what we're doing, we recognize what we do when we study a word of Torah, we would remember every single thing. And you know what? I feel like I myself can relate to this feeling because thank God, you know, I'm blessed with a good memory. And I'm not saying I remember everything I learned, but I could definitely remember a lot of useless information. You ask me, about baseball players from, I mean, now it got a little bit more foggy, but ask me about baseball players, the starting lineup, different baseball teams from years ago. I might be able to remember a decent amount of the people that played. Maybe. Actually, now it's getting a little foggy. But the point is that you give me names of different types of things and I could name it, or capitals of states. Right? How do I remember this information? I don't know. It's just something that stuck with me. If I have that same attitude to learning, hopefully it'll stick with me as well. And the point is that I feel like if we make it important, we make it more important to us, it gives it that certain chashivas, that gives it this, uplifts it, and I feel like it retains better in our mind. The Mishnah does tell us here that Yachal afilu takfa alav Mishnasa. Does this apply even if he forgot his studies because they're too difficult for him? So he brings down the Rav. He says, I might think that he's held responsible even if the subject matter was complicated and difficult to remember, or was forgotten to the illness. And that person not held responsible for. That a person is only held responsible for putting in the correct effort to review, but not necessarily something which is too difficult, or because of illness, or because of some external factor which caused the person to not be able to remember it. And I think the lesson for us is that I think we have to strike this balance between learning new material, because we need to know what to do, and at the same time gaining clarity and trying to review the things that we have studied in the past. So I think there should be, again, for some of us, we might feel that, how can I go back and study things I've already studied? I have so much to study. I've got a late start. And I think that is there's something to be said for that conversation, or for that statement, because definitely there's a person only has a limited amount of time for study, and you have to maximize the time to the best of your ability. So I think if a person needs to keep moving and keep accomplishing, they should put a focus on reaching goals and covering ground. But at the same time, either the stuff that you learn to have some aspect of review in there, and at the same time, or at the same time, to make sure you gain clarity in the things that you're doing. So at least you're doing your part to make sure that the material that you're covering, the material you're learning it clearly. Now, Reb Reuven Feinstein brings down a question here. He says, how is it possible that somebody who's toiled in Torah and worked hard in learning, that he should forget his learning? And even more than that, deliberately forget it? How does that work? And he says in here, he brings an expression that sometimes there's people that they, you see in the secular world, that people study for tests, they cram. And I can relate to this feeling as well. You have an exam, you cram for it, and you don't care about the exam or the subject at hand. Your goal is just to pass the test. That's all you care about. And as soon as the test is over, everything is forgotten. And some people, when it comes to their learning, and I think we can relate to this in different ways, Do you remember about driving tests, about all the different signs, that what they mean? No, as soon as your driving test is over, you forget it, and hopefully you know how to drive. But the point is that some people, when it comes to their learning, they know how to learn, they work hard, they study hard, and they're going to get rewarded for that. But at the same time, maybe it's not with the purest of intentions. Maybe they want to know how to look good socially, they want to be accepted, or maybe they want to know how to argue their point with others. But as soon as they move on to the new material, they forgot the last material. The point is that when we approach our learning, it's not just approaching it sort of like God forbid, like that test. We have an exam. The experience itself is something that we want to do. We're not just doing it to know how to argue with someone else, how to look smart, that we should look good, that we should have honor because we know how to study. We're studying to connect ourselves to Hashem. And when we study when we have that correct attitude, that we're not just doing this for an external, we're doing this, for a connection to God. So God willing, when we move on to new material, we're hopefully going to remember the old material because the experience that we're having now is part of the whole process that we need to go through to get to this place, to this connection with Hashem that we really want to get to in through our learning. This is just a short idea which Reb Reuven explains to us, that the experience of learning, that if we approach it with a right attitude, that it's not about looking good and or looking smart. It's about connection to Hashem, knowing what to do, what's the truth, what's the emes. And this is sort of ties back to my point, which I said earlier, of having that correct attitude, knowing what we're doing, what we're accomplishing. It makes an imprint in ourselves. It makes a imprint in our souls to help us remember what we're doing, to keep the importance front and center, that we should know and remember and internalize the Torah that we're learning. So step one is to remember that when we learn Torah, we want to get it clear. And that's this idea of chazara. Chazara is one aspect of it, is getting clarity. Because sometimes going over something, we're not, or most times, especially the concepts which are a little are harder to grasp, or maybe we're experiencing it for the first time, we have to remember that it takes more than one time to understand it fully. And do the test that we talked about. Look at a Mishnah, come back, listen to the podcast, and then go back again, listen, read the Mishnah again. You'll see it's a different Mishnah, right? And then if you read it again after that, it doesn't have to be right then. You maybe see something that you didn't see previously. Try this over a span of a day or two and see what happens. I would be curious to hear your reactions, how it works for you. So that's number one. Number two is that this concept of chazara, of going over and going over, it gives us new clarity, and each time gets us to a higher and higher level in our learning. And finally, this idea is that when we study the Torah, when we approach Torah, remembering what we're doing, to the importance of it, because when it's important to us, naturally it'll be more imprinted on our soul and our mind. And with that, it'll be easier for us to, God willing, internalize the messages that we learn to get to the true potential that we want to be. So with that, I'm finished for today's podcast. I hope you all enjoyed. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to reach out, please feel free to send me an email at rabbishlomocohen@gmail.com. Have a great day.